What is up, Wisconsin? Welcome back. Or welcome if you just happen to be tuning in. My name's Maggie Dawn. I am here every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network. And Civic Media, listen, we not only provide you with great political talk, we got great music stations, and we've got a great voter guide to help you with all the state assembly and Senate elections. You can find that at civicmedia.us/voter guide. If you're not sure how to register to vote, or if you're still registered, all that good stuff, you can check out more about upcoming deadlines and how to be a voter this November at civicmedia.us/vote. And I owe you all some resources. I was talking with Tom Paulswitz in the first hour of the show about fact checking. And I did a little fact-checking of fact-checkers with respect to the vice presidential debate this past Tuesday. And I promised you these great resources, and I forgot to mention them. So I am taking care of that business right now. Get out your pens and pencils, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't have one and you're driving, don't take your eyes off the road. We'll have these resources in the show notes from today. You can always re-listen to episodes, catch the episodes that you've missed, and get these sorts of resources by going to civicmedia.us and checking out the Maggie Dawn show page. Here are those resources. These are objective fact check resources for media biases, candidates, debates, all that good stuff. It is a fun rabbit hole to go down. I have been loving it. There are two of them. The first is www.usafacts.org. That's usafacts.org. The second one is mediabiasfactcheck.com. That's mediabiasfactcheck.com. I think you're going to enjoy it. Boy, do we need fact-checking these days. Speaking of fact-checking, the Wisconsin Policy Forum's president, Jason Stein, was on yesterday. We spent a goodly amount of time talking about the fact that Wisconsin has yet to expand its Medicaid eligibility, which, under the Affordable Care Act, would provide coverage for somewhere, either expanded coverage or new coverage for another 90,000 Wisconsinites. And while providing people with better coverage or coverage in the first place for these tens of thousands of Wisconsinites, it also would save Wisconsin taxpayers $1.7 billion over 2 years, with tens of millions to be saved on an ongoing basis. And to me, this was a no-brainer. Now, Jason was great at pointing out some of the technical operational pieces of the Medicaid eligibility expansion. And again, we call Medicaid here in Wisconsin Badger Care. But what we didn't get to was why. Why exactly is it that this hasn't happened already in the state of Wisconsin? Estimates by the Wisconsin State Department of Health and Human Resources are that we could have already saved upwards of $2.4 billion in state taxpayer money. Imagine what we could have done with that. We could have helped make childcare more affordable, help actually provide childcare in many of our more rural communities where there is simply a shortage of childcare. We could have better funded our public schools. We could work on infrastructure, job retraining, technical skills development for our workforce. Because again, we've got hardworking people here in the state of Wisconsin. But instead, we blew $2.4 billion and we're looking at apparently not saving yet another $1.7 billion more. But why? That's $4.1 billion in your tax dollars. What the hell is going on? Here's what's going on. Robin Stinkin' Voss. This is a problem of the Wisconsin GOP. They refuse to expand Medicaid eligibility. It has always been the Wisconsin GOP. Their rationales range from the dog whistles of yore. Well, if we give people health care, you know, and a little bit of dignity, well, clearly they won't work, which is stupid. It's just stupid. Why is it that the capitalistic assumption is everybody's profit maximizing and profit seeking when we're talking about economics? But when it comes down to helping people live with a little bit of dignity, all of a sudden nobody wants to work. Stupid. Just ridiculous. What they really want to say is people won't want to work for jobs that don't pay them enough to live, that don't provide meaningful benefits or benefits that exceed what is minimally available through Medicare or Badger Care. That's what that's about. The other excuse they give is, oh, well, we're not sure if the federal government will continue to provide these funds to help offset the cost of this Medicaid expansion, so we might get screwed later. That's because they were referencing the potential repeal of the Affordable Care Act, which Donald Trump tried to do upwards of 60 times when he was president. But here's what. That effort failed 60 times. And if they're worried about maybe the federal government won't fund this in the future, what do they say about the dollars we're leaving on the table today? $4.1 billion. If there's anybody to blame for budgetary problems in local, county, and state government, why we don't have affordable childcare, why we're not better funding public education, it is Robin Voss and the Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature. Shame on you, gentlemen. That's going to do, and ladies, gentlemen and ladies, that's going to do it for me today for this Thursday's episode of Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. You're going to want to keep it locked because Dom Salvi is up
one,
next.
One, two, three,
I'll be
four.
Back tomorrow.
One, two, three, four.
Great afternoon. We stand together here on the Civic Media Radio Network.